Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Two Beans in a Pod. My name is Jose.
No, I'm just playing, guys. It's Jared right here.
Big episode today. Very excited. We took a gamble this week because usually we like to record, you know, early in the week, like Tuesday, Wednesday. And I told Jared, I said, you know what? Let's take a gamble and let's do it Thursday night because of Game 6, the NBA Finals. Our Golden State Warriors were taking on the Boston Celtics. And it was my hope that we were going to be able to close out in six games. And lucky for us, that's what happened.
Yes, sir.
Big ups. And for the seventh episode, he just brought up right before we started recording that it was this is the seventh episode, and this is the seventh championship that the Golden State Warriors have won as a franchise. What do you think about that?
First of all, conspiracy theories, okay? Seven, okay? Seventh episode. Seventh time we won. Okay, if that's not enough, Final Fantasy VII just dropped the part 2 trailer teaser today, celebrating 25 years of the game. Three sevens. Isn't that a coincidence? I think not. Okay, so for that to happen and the Warriors to win, I had a great feeling we were going to win.
No, and then you look at that, and then Curry had 7 assists and 7 rebounds to go along with his 34 points. I mean, sevens all around.
Lucky sevens, man. Come on.
I had very little doubt that we were going to win tonight. You know, going into the series, obviously, I knew Boston was a tough opponent. They had been ranked number one in defense for the majority of the season, as well as the playoffs. But coming into today, I knew either Game 6 Klay was going to show up or Stephen Curry was going to try to avenge his Game 5 performance. You know, 0 threes out of 9 tries. And, you know, in the last few days, a lot of the media wanted to center around that, thinking, are they going to be able to close? And I had, like, no doubt in my mind. Like, dude, in six games, we got it. It's no problem.
Yeah, honestly, I think we were going to close out this game either way. If Klay was going to have a great night or if Curry was going to have a bad night, I knew we were going to come out strong, you know, because I feel like we were just that motivated, you know, for 2 years to not, like, from not being the best team or, like, how it used to be. And, again, like, we were just really motivated. Like, Steph even said himself, like, last year, like, he pretty much said, like, what, like, you don't want us back here, you know, like, because he knows that this team is special. And this team, like, it reminded me of 2015, which, funny enough, on this day, 7 years ago, we won the 2015 finals, our fourth title at the time.
Yeah, no, and it's interesting you say that because it was 7 years ago and we had beat the Cleveland Cavaliers in six games, just like the Boston series this year. And again, that was another reason why I was like, it's meant to be, you know. I'm real happy for Steph to finally get that finals MVP because it was like the one thing that he was missing on his resume. I'm happy for Klay because of the last, you know, couple of years what he had to deal with his injuries. Of course, Draymond was struggling early on in this series. Just overall, just real proud of these guys, man.
Yeah, but you know what? I give props to Wiggins, okay? Because when we had D'Angelo Russell, okay, and we traded him away and we got Wiggins, honestly, I was skeptical at first because I'm like, really? Because I thought D'Lo at the time, you know, he was playing pretty good, you know? And I don't want to say I was like a hater. I just had high expectations because it's like, you got to keep in mind, the small four we had at the time, we just got KD, okay? KD just left, okay? And it was pretty hard to, like, find someone with that, like, same talent or near, you know, or replace, you know? Because, like, that was a big role, okay? KD played a big part on our last two championships.
Well, he got the two finals MVP.
Yeah.
And I agree. I mean, moving from Kevin Durant to D'Lo to Andrew Wiggins was a tough transition. But for those who aren't aware, like, dude, you were, like, such a critic of him. Like, you were always on him for everything.
Yeah.
There was a point where, like, he couldn't do anything right. You were just always on him. And I'm real happy that he was able to get a championship of his own.
No, and, like, going into the playoffs, okay, in the beginning of the playoffs, I said, okay, like, I was telling you, I don't know if you remember, but I told you, I'm like, okay, Wiggins in there right now. We're, like, we want the same thing, okay? And it's like that one meme in Predator, where it was Arnold, you know, doing the whole handshake thing with Apollo from Rocky.
Oh, yeah, Carl Weathers, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, we both want the same thing, okay? Just do your thing, and, like, I'll be quiet, you know, and just ball out, you know? And for him to play throughout the playoffs, he's earned my respect, okay? Wiggins, if you're hearing this, man, I'm sorry if I was hard on you, you know? I'm sure there's, like, other people who was hard on you as well, but I just want to say from me, thank you, and like, you've earned my respects, okay? I will never talk bad about you or like whatsoever. I will never put you down. You earn my respect, dude.
I'm sure you'll still find an you know, an opportunity to do that. But I mean, he's a champion at this point. You can't, you know, you can only do it for so long.
And even then, it's like, what else am I gonna say, dude? The dude's a champion, okay?
The champ.
Like, you really can't say anything bad about him. He is a champion now, dude. Like, honestly, in my opinion, in this finals, the series, I think he was the second best player on our team.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fair assessment, especially with the way that, you know, Klay and Draymond had been struggling. Even Poole, you know, Poole was struggling for a bit too. I mean, he would have some big shots.
Yeah.
But on a consistent basis, you know, his play wasn't really what we had seen, like, in Denver or against the Dallas Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
But just overall, you know, big team effort by the entire Golden State Warriors. And what a year.
Oh, yeah.
I know I told you after, you know, right after the game that of the four championships in this last, you know, six appearances, I feel like this one means the most.
Yeah, I think this one's more meaningful.
2015 was great. It was the first one, and obviously the ones with KD, you know, were also fantastic. But just knowing what happened with Klay and his Achilles and his ACL, Draymond struggling in 2020, Curry getting hurt in 2020, and to see this way, you know, the team bounce back, I feel like this one really feels earned. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, honestly, like, comparing this team to at the end of last year, honestly, at first, man, I didn't think, well, we were going to win the finals. Like, I had a feeling, okay, like, yeah, I believe we can go into the playoffs. But, damn, I didn't know we were going to win it all like this, man.
Yeah, I know. My initial, you know, prediction was like, okay, we'll make a run in the playoffs. I think we'll get there. You know, we'll definitely qualify.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until, I think, December when I was like, wait, you know, we might actually could make a run at a title here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, definitely to see them put it together. I mean, you saw guys like Gary Payton II was such a big part of it as well. His defense and his energy that he brings. I'm so happy that we picked him up, and I'm hoping that he stays with us for, you know, a few more seasons.
Oh, yeah.
Now, one thing I am jealous of, so we had watched game 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 together as a family. Game 6 was the only game I didn't get to watch the entire, you know, game for. I was at work, and I only was able to catch the fourth quarter. So after we record this, I'm going to go back and look at the highlights. That's my only gripe with it, man. I would have loved to watch the whole game. I know you had texted me. You were texting me. You were keeping me up to date with the game. And when you told me we were on a 21-0 run.
Dude, that was crazy, man.
I was like, dude, I mean, it's meant to be, you know?
No, and then going into halftime, I saw some more, like, combining, like, the end of the first quarter and, like, the second quarter. We went on, like, a 50-point run, and they had, like, 25 points. You know, doing like our entire run.
And that's a big thing too. I really wanted them to start off with like a sense of urgency. Like they knew that we couldn't go back to game 7.
Yeah. And like what happened was in the first quarter, Boston got off to a hot start. We're like down 12-2. And I'm like, oh, damn, like, you know, like Boston, like they know, you know, it's like it's do or die right here. And it took us a bit to catch up. But then once we caught up, we just went straight into that whole 21 run.
Yeah. No, and that's a big thing too. I feel like the experience really helped us out. You have guys like Steph, Draymond, Klay, even Looney, Iguodala, you know, guys that have played in the finals. They knew like, okay, we got to win today because if we go back to game 7, there's no guaranteeing. Obviously, it would have been at home in San Francisco, but still you want to close it out as early as you can because you just never know.
And the way I look at it, man, not many teams could say they can win in Boston because like historic-wise, it's like, dude, I don't know about you, but I think that that's a pretty good achievement, especially on Curry and like everybody else on their end, you know?
I'm just happy that he was able to win the Bill Russell MVP award in Boston.
Yeah.
Like, that's a flex, dude. Like, you're one of your best players of all time, has the distinction of being named for the MVP, and you won it on their floor. Because I'm going to be honest with you, the Boston fans, they were getting on my nerves, dude, this last series.
Yeah, they really were, man.
You know, they're entitled to have their chance or to have their opinions. That's fine. But I don't know, man. That's just something about them just really, you know, rubbed me the wrong way.
And I feel like it's not just, like, Celtics fans. It's just, like, Boston in general. I feel like they're just really toxic.
Well, that's funny you say that because I talked to Kevin. Kevin, he's someone that I work with. I spoke to him about that, and I said that it's just Boston fans because they have the Patriots, they have the Red Sox, they have the Celtics, they have the Bruins. It's like, dude, like, do you need any more championships? And, you know, don't get me wrong, winning is winning. But it's like, damn, bro, like, for real?
I know. It's like, dude, like, calm down. Like, why are you guys, like, being, like, so aggressive and so hateful towards other teams? It's like, dude, historic-wise, you dominated almost every sport.
But here's my thing, too, and I'll take it back to the Celtics. The Celtics hadn't won a championship. Oh, they've won one championship, excuse me. They've won one championship since 1986. So in that, like, almost 40-year span, they only had one in 2008. So it's like...
Oh, dude, damn, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, like, they haven't done, like, that much in 30 years, or even almost 40 years, really. So I understood that, like, oh, they really wanted this championship and everything, but back to the, you know, work. Dude, I tried so hard to, like, get out as early as I could because I did not want to miss, you know, any minute of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my Apple Watch, so every time I'm peeking at my watch and seeing the score... And I know at one point we were up like 23 points or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, just don't blow this lead. Someone at work, you know, Albert.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what do you say?
He was basically saying like, oh, congratulations on the win or whatever. And I looked at him like, dude, there is still like another two quarters left in the game. And he says, yeah, I know if something happens, you're probably going to hate me. I'm like, dude, I'll call you right after the game and I will not like hold back. Like that would have been me. I would have been so mad, you know?
Oh, yeah, I would be too, man.
Because I don't want to say I'm superstitious. But I don't like, you know, talking about things if it's not for sure. You know what I mean? Whether it's like a championship or whether, like, let's say I have plans. I don't want to put it out there if it's not certain because you never know, you know?
And I feel like, okay, honestly, in any sport in general, anything is possible, dude. Because, you know, we blew a 3-1 lead, you know? And, like, I knew, okay, heading to halftime, I was like, okay, we got a really good shot at winning. But nothing's for granted, you know? It's like... anything could happen. Or for football, we were like 6 minutes away from winning the Super Bowl.
Don't even remind me on that one, dude.
And I still, like, anything could happen, dude. I'm like a very superstitious.
You're more superstitious than I am,
dude. I wore the same shirt, the same pants, the same color socks for the entire run of the playoffs. But no, one thing that I find really impressive in the 2019 finals.
That's the one I was gonna say. I was gonna bring that up.
Go ahead. God, this one, I'm like proud, but I am upset. So I was like, I think I was heading to my senior year of high school.
Yeah.
So it was at the end of my junior year. So one in the first round, I believe we were facing the Clippers, and I think one of the games in that series, okay, one of the earlier games, I ate two Whoppers at Burger King, okay, and we won. And the next game, I didn't eat Burger King, and we lost. And I remember, I'm like, hey, I'm hungry again, you know, let me get the 2-for-6 deal they had at the time. I don't know if they still have it. So the next game, I got it again, and we won. I'm like, hey, what are the odds? So throughout the playoffs, every time we won a game, I ate two Whoppers. And I remember heading to the finals, game 6, okay? I didn't have any money. And we lost. Yeah, and like I counted like how many burgers I ate. It was like about 30 something burgers.
I'm still upset that you did that because like the toll that takes on your body, dude, like I could not, like that's ridiculous.
No, and here's the weird thing though, I barely gained weight and I wasn't even working out at the time.
Yeah, that's what annoys me about it too, because I'll eat, God forbid I have one slice of pizza and I end up ballooning. It's terrible. That was game 6 in 2019. That's when Clay ended up you know, tearing his ACL.
Hey, man, but dude was a freaking G, though. The man was, like, sprinting back, you know, to the free throw.
He was jumping on it, too.
Yeah.
No, and that's what really, you know, where it all starts. This championship today in 2022, it really starts with, you know, game 6 of the 2019 NBA Finals. And, again, to see the journey the team and then the guys had to go through, It's really special. And to tell you the truth, it doesn't feel real at the moment.
Yeah.
But man, I'm just so proud of those guys. Like, it's awesome to see.
Yeah. Some people would be like, well, you guys won like a lot, you know, you guys should be used to it. I'm like, I get what you're trying to say, but no, this one, it just feels different though than like the other three.
Yeah.
No, this, like, honestly, this one's special. This is probably like the most like favorable one, and under is probably the 2015 one. 2017 was nice, you know, because getting revenge from the whole 73-9 season thing. But the 2015 run, that was special. You know, and like what I like though, you freaking called it.
Which one?
The 2015 one.
Oh yeah.
You called it.
Well, I love telling that story that like in 2013 I had said like, man, this Warrior team, they're gonna end up being good. Like the way they're built, I was like, this team's gonna be good. And I mean, look at what, 9 years later, they have four championships. You were talking about favorite championships. If you had to rank them, I'm guessing it would go this one, 2015, 17, 18?
Yeah.
So this was mine would go this one, the fourth ring.
Mm-hmm.
It would go the 2017 because that's when we went 16 and 1.
Oh, I remember that.
We only lost one game in the playoff. Run. So 2017 would be my second favorite. 2015 would be my first, and then 2018 probably fourth place. But they're all, you know, all great. You know, it's like picking your kids. You can't say you have a favorite kid, but I mean, that's probably the order I would put them in, you know?
I mean, this one's probably like special treatment a little bit, you know? Give them that secret allowance, you know?
A secret allowance?
Hiding like an extra five, you know?
Did you ever get a secret allowance that I never knew about?
No comment.
Jesus. So I wanted to talk about... Oh, so okay, again, going back to... Dude, because like today was like a mission, honestly, getting out of work. Because I was like all over the place. I was just trying to get out of there as soon as I could. And don't get me wrong, when I go to work, like I'm all in there because I'm just trying to get the time going, you know? I'm trying to stay busy and get the time flowing.
Yeah, I was kind of like going through that too. Because like we're kind of like renovating our kitchen. And I wanted to get it done before the Final Fantasy event and the game. So I was like legit speed running the hell out of it. And... Yeah, I was trying to, like, clean up the place, you know, clean up the house so, you know, the moms could relax, you know.
Yeah, you know she'll never relax. She'll always find something else.
Actually, no, she looked kind of relaxed today, man.
I get it. I'm sure on the inside she was looking for something.
Maybe.
No, no, so what I was saying was, like, I was on a mission and Albert and I, you know, we're talking about the game and I'm like, dude, I'm trying to, like, go catch this game because honestly, and in my head I was thinking this, I was like, it's not every day or every year you get to see your champion, you get to see your team win a championship. But then I thought, well, I mean, not unless you're us, because we won four of the last 8 years. Jeez. And not a lot of teams get. Dude, honestly, the Warriors winning the championship this year was the worst thing that could happen to any of my friends or my family, because now I honestly feel entitled to say whatever I want about sports.
Yeah,
I told, and again, I'll always tell this story. When the Phoenix Suns went to the finals last year, I told my dad, I told my friends that are Suns fans, I said, you guys enjoy this because the Suns are just keeping our seat warm, because once we're ready, we're going to come back and we're going to take our rightful place as the NBA champions. And what happened a year later? We win the championship. We're okay, back, man, on top.
I got to know. Do you have like the DeLorean or something? Do you go into the future and steal the almanac or something?
Dude, when you like watch the game as much and you realize the way things work, whether it's you know, free agency, the draft, or just the way a team is built, you get a sense for it, dude. Like, I mean, maybe it's just me, maybe I'm just crazy like that, but like it just makes sense, you know what I mean? And again, when we had lost in 2019, I had said this team's not done, they're coming back for another championship, and here they are. And honestly, I could see them getting one more because Jordan Poole's still young, Klay's gonna get better. Steph, I do not see Steph falling off. Like, he's, you know, he's the greatest shooter of all time. Draymond, I mean, defensively, he's still efficient. Obviously, offensively, we're not going to ask him to score 20 points a game. But then you look at guys like Moody and Kuminga. Like, we got a young... Wiseman hasn't even played, dude.
I forgot about him.
Wiseman was the number two draft pick in the 2020 draft, and he hasn't even played a whole season. Like, we still have youth. We still have an opportunity to, you know... You know, get an eighth championship.
No, and like even then, I'm sure it's like free agents that want to play with us too.
Who wouldn't?
Like, the only problem is the whole luxury tax, but no. Even then, like, we found a way.
Take a pay cut, honestly. Go for the minimum. Well, I mean, maybe not the minimum, but still, it's like, you want to win a championship, come to Golden State. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God, it's terrible. I have friends texting me, like, man, I was going for Boston. And I was like, well, I'm sorry to disappoint. You know, a lot of people were going for Boston. Dude, entering the series, we were the underdogs.
Yeah.
Because, like on... I forgot what it was.
It was ESPN, I think.
Was it ESPN? I don't know. Somewhere. They had, like, the Celtics winning 82% of winning this year's NBA Finals.
And that was, like, at the end of, like, game three or something.
That's mad disrespectful, though. 82%?
Yeah. And I'm now, like, dude, calm down, man.
And now you look at, you know, online, we're number one, the favorites, betting odds, that is, to win the championship next year. And I'm like, okay, because we won, I guess. But still, like...
And even then... Let's say in a scenario, okay, we don't win. But what if we go back, though? I'm sorry, but if we go back, it's like, dude, there's no debate. Curry, like, he's easily top 10 of all time already. Dude.
I think he's top 10 right now. I think it's over. You know?
But no, but there's always going to be, like, that whole Skip Bayley saying, oh, no, he's never, like, in the top 10 or whatsoever. It's like, dude, he already is. And if that's not enough, if we go back next year, and even if we don't win it, but even if we just go back, it's like, dude, come on, man. Like, are you for real? I'm starting to lose track how many times we go back into the finals, man.
I mean, well, I'll never lose track. I keep track of that bad boy every single time.
I'm trying to, man. Dude, I got to make room for my freaking ring case, man. I bought a ring case on Amazon, and it has, like, all this... Well, it has 6 rings. It's technically outdated now. Yeah, I got to find, like, another case or something to, like, display 7 now.
God, I'm just so excited, bro. I'm so happy for them.
It's like, okay... I posted this on my Snapchat at broke_beaner 445, I think it was.
Yeah, you got to get it right.
Yeah. I posted saying, okay, everybody knows that I love the Niners, okay? The Niners, that's my team, you know? That's my main chick, okay? But the worst, it's like my side piece, you know? Like, if things were to go sideways with the Niners, hey, I still got the Warriors, though. They're always there. You know, they're a distraction right now. You know, and, like, they're always there. You know, they're there for that support, and they're there to be like, okay, hey, man, that team's not helping you out. Come check this out. Let me show you what I got. And boom, they won another one. Yeah. It's like, dude, what the hell? You guys make it look easy now. It's like, I guess you could say Curry made it look Steph-ertless. Okay?
Hey, so I just found something on Twitter.
What's that?
Stephen Curry joins an elite, like, list. He's, I think, the 9th. Only the 9th player in NBA history to win 4 championships and an MVP. He joins the like of Bill Russell, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, Jordan, Shaq, Kobe, Duncan, and LeBron James. Like, that's elite company. Like, there's been so many players that have, you know, entered the NBA, and to be a part of that select few,
honestly, just impressive. In my humble opinion, I think Curry is on the same level as Magic Johnson for greatest point guard of all time, okay? I'm not saying he's better. I'm saying they're on the same level now. He's not second. He's just tied for first.
It's pretty close. I think you can make an argument that it's 1A, 1B. I slightly would put, you know, Magic above him just because he got 5 rings. I'll tell you right now, if Curry got 5 rings, I'll put him over Magic.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, again, we'll see.
Yeah, I guess I could agree with that. But, you know, in this modern age, today's day of basketball, Curry's is the best point guard right now in the league, like, hands down. You know, are you going to tell me CP3? Like, no disrespect to CP3, okay? You know, I believe it was him who, like, created the bubble, you know, had the idea, you know? Bubble's a cool idea, by the way. I like that, you know? But it's like, when it comes to the playoffs, dude, Curry owns you, man, okay? Last time I checked, Curry's on the same team, and how many teams are you with now?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know why you're bringing up CP3. We don't talk about losers on today, you know? It's always about winners. Thank you very much.
Damn,
this man only has... Dude, he's only been to the finals once. Curry's been there 6 times. Yeah, he lost a couple, but he's won 4. And like I said, I'm not going to be shy anymore about the way the Warriors are. Like, honestly, I'm so happy for this team. Nobody can talk to me about this, honestly. And I'm so glad that he tied with, like, LeBron, because honestly, this era has always been, like, defined as, oh, like the LeBron James era. You can make an argument that it's LeBron and Curry. At this point. I'm not going to say it's Stephen Curry's era, but I mean, LeBron and Curry at this point, they're equals.
Hey, honestly, I kind of feel bad for Laker fans, though, because they're probably overthinking that should have been us, you know? with like the whole Westbrook thing going on and everything, you know. And it's like, like they want to say they're the better California team right now. And it's like, hey man, no disrespect. Back in the past, y'all were good with Shaq and Kobe, but right now, man, dude, it's the Splash Bros right now.
No, no, they're the best team in California, not even close.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly, I mean, we're the champions, you know?
Yep.
Gosh, it's great. Just great. And, you know, whenever the...
feels great, baby.
Well, again, you know, I don't get tired of this because it's our fourth championship in 8 years. I'll go ahead and remind people. But I always like watching, like, the post-game stuff, the celebrations, the interviews. Dude, every year I buy the DVD that, like, you know, recaps the whole season.
I just realized, technically now we're 50% in the finals to win now. Every time we go to the finals, we have a 50% chance of winning.
No, dude, we're over that.
Oh, we are now?
Yeah, because we went to six and we won four.
Oh, yeah, I'm over thinking.
Like are you talking, if we're just talking like the Steve Kerr era.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we're talking just this current team, the Stephen Curry and Steve Kerr era, we're 4 out of 6. So we have a 66% chance of winning.
Oh, damn, dude.
Honestly, I think we could have won 2019, but obviously, you know, Kevin Durant got hurt, Klay got hurt.
Honestly, dude, we could have won all the ones we lost. Okay? But things happen, and honestly, the way I look at it, man, blessing in disguise. 2016, for example, we lost, yes, but in the end, we got KD, won two more, okay? And with the whole Klay thing back in 2017, I know we lost, but when Klay tore his ACL, it motivated him, okay, we're going to come back stronger. Look at us now.
Dude, so you mentioned that, and I just got a notification on my phone.
Yeah, what's up?
Jaren Jackson Jr., he plays for the Memphis Grizzlies, and during the regular season, he had made a comment, I think, about Klay or the Warriors or whatever, you know, because they had beaten us.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson just called him a bum during his press conference.
Savage,
Klay got no filter, honestly, and I love it. I love it. Because at this point, you can't even argue.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Jaren Jackson Jr. is a bum, but it's like, well, you're going to argue with a four-time champion?
I mean, didn't we beat them in the playoffs, though?
I mean, we did beat them.
Saying, you know? Yeah, we did. See, okay, them. Now people think, hey, man, Klay had a bad game today. Okay, actually, to correct you, offensively, he could have done a little bit better, but he had his defensive presence there, man. You can't argue. He was playing good defense.
And that's all I asked for, man. Yeah. You played strong defense. It's like, dude, I'm happy with strong defense. I mean, I would have loved for him to go off and score a bunch of points, but defensively, that's great too, because we have guys like Poole, we had guys like Curry, you know, who can contribute point-wise. Even Wiggins. I got to start saying Wiggins' name because he's just become such a big part of this team.
And I know you didn't get to see the whole entire game, but no, dude, Klay on defense, no, he was there. He was playing good defense, you know. To me, I count that as game six Klay, though. I know he didn't do great offensively-wise, but defensive-wise, he did pretty good.
Okay. That's all I ask for.
Wiggins, again, going back to him, it's like, dude, like, yeah, props to you, man. You know, like, yeah, you earned this, man. I'm happy for you. GP's another one, dude, because he was bouncing teams, like, left and right, you know. And honestly, it's kind of like a similar situation to how Sean Livingston was, minus the whole injuries thing.
Yeah, no, Sean Livingston was a big part of that, you know, early dynasty with...
technically, he's still with us, so, I mean, he technically got another ring, just saying.
Does he get a ring, though? He's a consultant, so does he get a ring?
I mean, he's under the Warriors management.
Is he?
Yeah.
So does that mean, like, Zaza and Barbosa get some, too?
Yeah, I'm assuming so.
I gotta look into that. I wanna make sure, because if that's the case, then Steve Kerr has... Steve Nash has two.
Yeah, he has some.
You mean Steve Kerr has two rings with the Warriors and couldn't do anything in Phoenix or Brooklyn at this point? That kind of sucks.
Steve Nash, you asked to Steve Kerr.
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve Nash. Did I say Steve Kerr?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Steve Nash. Oh, no, Steve Kerr got 9 rings now. Can I just say Steve Kerr is now like a top maybe 5? I don't know. He's definitely top 10 coach of all time.
I mean, dude, you're not wrong. Dude, honestly, that's a big old flex. He almost has as many rings as fingers, bro.
Yeah, he has 9. Like, no, and I'll tell you right now, best coach in the league. I don't care.
Yeah.
Best coach in the league. Fight me on that.
Yeah. No, and like, okay, kudos to the Celtics coach. You know, it was his first year?
This was, yeah. Ime Udoka, that was his first season.
Yeah, good for him, dude, you know? But, I mean, I'd rather take experience, dude. So.
You know what I know? Not what I know, but like, what I remember him most for, the Celtics coach, Ime.
What's up?
You know he's married to Nia Long? She's, do you know who she is?
Yeah, I know who she is.
From Are We There Yet and like Friday.
Yeah, I don't know that.
That's crazy. Like, I wonder how they met. She was at the games a couple times. Whenever they played in Boston, she was there. And I looked it up, and I was like, dude, he's married to Nia Long. That's crazy.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now you know that, and you know that he lost the finals in his first year.
Once again, the every time Kendrick Lamar drops an album, we always win.
That's true. Every time Kendrick drops an album, we end up winning a
So it's like, finals. Dude, like, come on. Like, yo, Kung Fu Kenny, you know, like, what are you doing? You know, how do you know, man? Like... Wait, didn't Drake also just drop an album too or something?
That's what, yeah, Blaine was saying, you know, that apparently he's dropping an album tonight or I don't know. I mean,
Champagne Poppy.
I mean, he ended up, well, he had picked us to win the finals this year. He like bet. And like, I was afraid because every time he makes bets, he ends up losing and they call it the Drake curse. Yeah, yeah, he did end up dropping an album.
Yeah, he did.
It's called Honestly Nevermind.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
I'll listen to that. Oh, he got 21 Savage on it.
Okay, cool.
As we're recording, I'm actually looking at the album.
Yeah, I might listen to it later on when I play Halo. I mean, y'all can follow my Twitch at twitch.tv/sanfran5. You know? Yeah,
smart segue there. Do you want to go ahead and finish? What was that?
Oh, yeah. Right now, I'm currently streaming a Resident Evil 2 remake because of the next-gen update that they just dropped. It's pretty fun, pretty scary, you know. There's some rooms that got really dark, and it was pretty hard to navigate, especially with Mr. X chasing you. And, yeah, it's pretty fun. If you like to hear me yell, scream, you know. It's been a while, so I'm kind of rusty in that game.
You're not very big into horror, are you? Because I know when we were younger, you struggled with, like, watching scary movies or, you know, you just didn't have interest in it.
Yeah.
So I'm very, you know... I'm interested and kind of impressed that you're such a fan of Resident Evil. Mm-hmm. Because growing up, you didn't really show that much interest in the horror genre like myself or like Yadlin.
Yeah. And like a series that I want to try or games is Silent Hill. Because I heard it's like very similar. But yeah, it seems interesting, especially the older games. I don't know. I have a thing for like old games from like the PS1, N64, you know. I don't know. I just feel like they're pretty cool, yeah. You know.
Well, for our listeners, where can you find this? You know, you streaming.
Oh, you can find me on Twitch again. You know, at twitch.tv/sanfran5. You know,
there
if
you go.
If you don't know, just know that my my profile pic is a picture of Patrick Starr from SpongeBob.
What did you say, Patrick Starr or Patrick Charm?
Starr.
Oh, I thought you said Charm for a second.
Nah, man.
So as we go ahead and bring this episode to a close, I just wanted to give some quick recognition. Father's Day is coming up on Sunday.
Yep.
So sending out a special Father's Day to, you know, our dad, to our uncles, our grandparents, to all the dads out there. Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, keeping in mind 7 years ago to this day, we had watched the Warriors win the finals.
Yep.
And, of course, everyone who knows what, you know, our family went through these last few years. Very important for us and very important to us. So yeah. I just wanted to, you know, say a quick happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Mm-hmm.
As always, you'll catch us here every Friday, Two Beans in a Pod. You heard him plug his Twitch, but I mean, you'll always find me, just Jose_3 on all social media platforms. Once again, I don't know if you want to plug in your Snapchat.
Oh, at broke_beaner445. You know, or if you want to follow me on TikTok, you know, because I have some highlights, you know, from the stream, you know, sanfran5 underscore. So, yeah. Oh, and I made an Instagram. I know, right? Like, I'm starting to be more open, you know.
I know you talked about, but I didn't even realize you opened one. Why haven't you followed me?
I don't follow no one.
Okay, respect. I mean, keep it consistent. That's fine.
Yeah. No, so, yeah, my user is sanfran5 underscore.
I mean, yeah, keep it consistent.
Hey, it's just for business inquiries. But yeah.
There you go. We're going to go ahead and we're going to keep our DMs open as well as our phone numbers. We're just expecting people to congratulate us and our team. We greatly appreciate it. If you just want to send us a message and say, oh, congratulations on the Warriors being the best team in the league once again. But I mean, what's new, right?
We're giving out phone numbers now? That's kind of creepy, man.
Well, no, I'm talking like for people who already have our numbers.
Oh,
people who have our numbers and people who already have us on social media, like, dude, let us know what you think. Because the Warriors are, I'm sorry, 7-time champions. That's third of all time on the best list, right behind the Lakers and Celtics.
I don't think we're going to catch up, man. It's going to take a long time to get
there. No, we're not going to catch up. I'm fine with number three because, I mean, you can't catch the Celtics and Lakers. They both have 17.
Hey, man, first the worst, second the best, third's the very best. That's how I look at it.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Well, go ahead. We're going to go ahead and sign off. Thank you guys again for listening to another episode. We'll catch you again next week.
If you brought the milk, here's the real one.